Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and we are being joined by, just say your name and your title really fast.
Ted Hill, Jurassic Wonder Dinosaur Show Operator.
And as he mentioned, it's called Jurassic Wonder, an animatronic drive-through experience that's going to be coming to our area at the Frederick Fairgrounds this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which is already sold out, but you're in luck because then there's another week the following Saturday and Sunday, the 6th and the 7th of February from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. So let's start there. But before we dive into, you know, the details, give me talk about how this sucker was so popular that it sold out and you had to add a second week.
Well, it's surprising to us how popular it's been in the Baltimore, Washington area. We are an entertainment company, and we, in normal circumstances, we put on stage shows and circuses. And over the last several months, as you know, any company that holds venues where there are large gatherings have been pretty much put out of business. One of the shows that we had was this dinosaur show, which we normally put on indoors. And after waiting for things to clear up, which seemed to have never happened, as you may well know, we decided in August, well, let's take our dinosaurs and do a drive-through, set them up in parks and fairgrounds, and people can drive by in cars and see them. We started the drive-through in August, and it's been tremendously successful. The kids are crazy about dinosaurs. I thought of this about 20 years ago, putting on dinosaur shows, but at the time, the technology was not there. I went around and visited museums, and I thought, oh, gosh, how am I going to take these big things, the big skeletons and all this, to small towns? And times have changed, and now these animatronic dinosaurs, they look so real, and they make the sounds, and they move around. To little kids, especially the kids around the age, what I call the Santa Claus years age, typically between 2 years and 12 years, they're just absolutely go crazy over these things. I hear them screaming and yelling at their parents, look, Mom, a T-Rex, a Triceratops, oh my gosh. And they stick their heads out and they talk to them and yell at them, and they have a really good time with it.
Yeah, I saw one really funny video where a kid's looking out the window of his car, and then a dog is looking as well, and the T-Rex roars, and the dog goes, whoops, no thanks, and ducks out.
Yeah, that was interesting. There's so many spontaneous things that can happen with kids. And kids, with their natural reactions, you never know how they're going to respond. And that particular one, which was interesting, I happened to be standing there, and the first two dinosaurs that little dog passed were vegetarians. They don't have teeth. They have beaks, and they, you know, they just gnaw on plants. So they weren't too scary, but then the dog was barking at them, acting all big and bad and mean. And when it got to the T-Rex, that T-Rex opened his mouth, and I watched that dog duck back in there so fast, I just couldn't help laughing. And I thought that would be a good video to show.
That's great.
Yeah, evidently he thought that maybe, you know, with those big chompers on them T-Rex, he might be dog bait.
Awesome. Well, rattle off list some of the different dinosaurs that are, I mean, you mentioned a couple, but run through some of the different dinosaurs we will see, you know, Jurassic Park style as we ride around the fairgrounds.
Okay, well, we have the most common dinosaurs that kids recognize, and some of them I still have a hard time pronouncing the names, but the big one with the kids is the T-Rex, and they all know that one, and they also all know the Triceratops. The T-Rex is the vicious dinosaur that is the one that's famous for eating anything in its way. The Triceratops is a small dinosaur that looks a little bit more, sometimes I think it looks like a rhinoceros because it has the horns on it. Mm-hmm. And then we have another one called a Carnotaurus. That is a dinosaur that looks similar to the T-Rex, except it has horns on it. and we have Stegosaurus, we have the bird, Pterodon, I think is how they pronounce it. Some of the names are way off to me. And we have some baby T-Rexes. We have some T-Rexes in eggs. And we have Iguanodon. And, of course, we have some raptors that are perched up as if they're attacking the Iguanodon. So, I get so many dinosaurs, I get confused. Yeah. But anyhow, yeah, we have the ones that are most common, most popular with kids.
Okay. And so how long does it take usually to drive through, you know, to see it all in your car?
Typically, it takes about 10 to 15 minutes. We have audio tour that guides people along, and they can hit a button on their cell phone, and it describes the dinosaur in detail if they want to get an educational value out of it.
Oh, so it's like a guided audio tour through your phone that you can have playing in the car.
Yes, that's something optional parents can tap into if they want.
Gotcha. So how much does it cost, and how many people per car?
We have it set where we believe that it's priced that almost any family can afford it. It's $10 per car. And they can bring as many people as they can fit in their car. Just a lot of people is an unbelievable price for an entertainment value. There's also an extra charge for a credit card fee. So actually, in and out, it's $11.50.
Gotcha. But hey, you know, you got a family of five. It's like $2 a person. You can't beat that.
Right. Yeah, it's cheaper than a Happy Meal.
Yeah, exactly. But the same level of happy, a little dino nuggets.
right.
So you mentioned that you used that before COVID, you know, before you started taking them out on the road, you mentioned that it was an indoor, you know, like a stationary exhibit. Where was that based? Like, where are you guys headquartered?
We're based in Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And my normal business for the last 45 years has been putting on stage shows, magic shows, comedy shows, and small circuses in small towns throughout Pennsylvania. And we decided to add something new. It actually, like I had said earlier, I had this moment where I thought, what do kids really like? What do kids really like? And it was clear as can be, dinosaurs, you know, with all the movies coming out now and the Jurassic Park franchise, every few years they come out with a new movie. So we're playing indoors in armories and indoor fairground buildings, gymnasiums. The show was actually originally designed to fit in a gymnasium of any typical middle or high school. Because our company specializes in small towns, I had everything made that it could fit in a typical gymnasium, so we could take it anywhere a town has a gym, and practically every town has a gym or two. There are other big dinosaur shows that play in huge arenas and convention centers. That's not my market. And so what we do is we play in surrounding fairgrounds or areas that are near cities, wherever we can make it work. And for our show tour, this last few months has been extremely successful in the Washington, D.C. area, because there are dozens of fairgrounds that border that metro area.
Yeah, it sounds like a nice little niche market that you have there, sort of a smaller, family-friendly, slightly even, maybe dare I say, even cheaper option than some of the larger stadium shows that might do a dinosaur or something. So I think
exactly.
Very smart of you. cool. Well, you mentioned earlier, I want to double back on something you mentioned earlier. You mentioned that you had the idea for a while, but the technology wasn't there, and now it's there. So break down the technology a little bit. Is that something that, you know, you contract out or, you know, or actually, you know, in addition to just who makes it, you know, explain what they do. Do they move? Do they roar? Do, you know, just talk about the tech.
Sure. The dinosaurs are manufactured overseas, and originally we tried to have some made here, but the cost and the technology in America, it just isn't suitable for it. Anyhow, I went to the companies that make the dinosaurs for the movie studios and big theme parks. And usually they make dinosaurs that are huge. And I told them I needed them to be a certain size so they could fit inside a gymnasium. And they said they couldn't do it. I said, well, I'll find a company that will. And they decided, well, maybe we can do it. So they made them to the sizes that I specified. And each dinosaur basically is a metal or stainless steel frame. And inside are motors and various types of operational equipment that makes them move on key, and they're connected to computers. And the computers, when someone pulls up to the dinosaur, there's an infrared light that triggers the movement of the dinosaur, and it roars and makes sounds, and some of them the eyes move. So to a lot of really little kids, it's the real deal.
Yeah, it sounds like it. At that age, you probably, you know, you believe it's a real dinosaur. Like you're saying, the Santa Claus age, it's their minds and imaginations are running wild at that age. So I'm glad you're able to tap into that. All right, cool. Anything else I haven't asked you that I should? Are we forgetting anything here?
Well, one thing we noticed, and it just happened because of COVID and because of the way things are operating now. Originally, like I said, we had them indoors where large crowds would gather and go walk around and visit them. And what we found is people feel safe in their cars. The family arrives in their car. It's not like their own little personal pod. You know, the kids aren't within a large crowd where the mom and dad is wondering where Johnny went, you know. And the parents are there sipping their coffee or their lattes, watching the kids lean out the windows and scream and yell at the dinosaur. So the drive-through has been so successful, we may consider after COVID's over continuing with drive-through dinosaur shows. Families feel safe in their family car when they're all comfortable. They're familiar with it. So we hope to continue doing drive-throughs, and we may discontinue our existing methods of holding shows in large buildings or gymnasiums where crowds have to gather. So it seems to be really – it's a learning process for us, and it's a good experience for little kids. Right now, parents are dying to give their kids something to go look forward to. Okay, we're going to the dinosaur show in 2 weeks, Johnny. You know, it rather than kids being pent up in the house wondering, you know, what are we going to do? Why aren't we going anywhere? You know, what's going to happen? It gives kids something to look forward to, which is really great.
Oh, we all need that right now. Kids of all ages, including us young at heart, who'd love to get out of the quarantine and go drive around and see some dinosaurs. So
exactly.
Thanks so much for doing this. Again, everyone, it is it's definitely sold out this weekend. Is that right?
Well, we have Friday some days still available. Friday there's some slots still available, and we just started selling tickets yesterday for February. I think it's 6th and 7th. It's a Saturday and Sunday. And one of the things we have to keep an eye on is the weather. So people come in the rain. They come when it's cold. And if the snow isn't too deep, they'll come in the snow. And lucky for us, the Frederick County Fairgrounds has a terrific staff there. And they have equipment to move any snow out of the way. They can put salt down on the road. So I think it's a great place for us, regardless of the weather at this time. I'm just amazed. We originally, our plans were to head south for the winter, Georgia, Florida, Texas, but apparently people in the Northeast, you know, they need something to do too, and they're willing to come out and see it, and the kids are in the car with the heat turned on. They can just roll down the window and take a peek out. So it seems to be working out pretty good for us.
Awesome. And real quick before we run, I should have asked this earlier, but what all radius? I know you're based out of Carlisle, and you said you go through D.C. Baltimore area, but what radius do you cover? Do you go all through Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia? You know, like, what? How far do you go?
Well, right now we stay close to metropolitan areas that are near Carlisle, so we're focusing a lot. As long as people in the D.C. area and Baltimore area keep buying tickets, we're just going to keep heading down that way. There's no sense of traveling down to Norfolk or Richmond or Atlanta if we can sell out our shows in this area. So we're just going to hang in this area, and hopefully, you know, a month or two, the weather will break, and we'll just continue on our normal area. But our company operated from the 1970s, we went all as far as Maine, far west as Kansas, as far south as Georgia. So we're a mid-Atlantic on occasion. You know, we travel farther, but the Northeast has a tremendous amount of population. So if we can keep it right, we'll just stay here up in the Northeast.
Awesome. Well, thanks again for putting it on. Everybody head out this weekend and the following weekend to Jurassic Wonder at the Frederick Fairgrounds. Hey, thanks so much for doing this.
Okay, JurassicWonder.com if they want to buy tickets.
Sounds good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.